The White House has withdrawn New York Republican Representative Elise Stefanik's nomination to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. The White House emphasized the importance of her vote in the House to advance President Donald Trump's agenda. On Thursday, March 27th, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Republican Jim Risch of Idaho confirmed the decision. I got a call from the White House, Risch said, after leaving a Senate Republican luncheon. He stated that he was told they were pulling the nomination. I was informed just minutes ago, he added, noting that he had not yet had a chance to formulate a response. President Trump confirmed the announcement in a Truth Social post Thursday afternoon. House Republicans told several outlets that confirming Stefanik would complicate efforts to pass Trump's agenda in the House. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana would have lost a crucial vote in the closely divided House, and uncertainty remained over how long New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul would take to schedule a special election to fill the seat. Stefanik was under pressure to withdraw from consideration despite bipartisan support for her confirmation, CBS News first reported. According to its sources, Fox News Digital also indicated that internal political dynamics in Stefanik's home district played a role in the decision. New York's primary structure and Republican divisions over selecting a candidate to replace Stefanik fueled some reported concerns about a potential special election, according to Fox News's anonymous sources. Republicans in Washington, holding a slim majority, are navigating challenges in other races as well. In Florida, Randy Fine, the GOP candidate, is trailing his Democratic opponent in fundraising ahead of the April 1st special election for a Republican-leaning seat. Additionally, some Republicans worry that Hochul could delay a special election for Stefanik's seat, leaving it vacant for an extended period if she joined the Trump administration. It is unclear at this time who Trump's pick for UN ambassador nomination will be with Stefanik out.